The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. Surprises. Generally speaking, I think people like surprises for the most part. I mean, after all, a good mystery novel, that's what makes it, is the surprise at the end. Oh, I never saw that coming. It's a surprise. Or on Christmas or your birthday, who doesn't like to be surprised with the presents or the things that happen? Yeah. But there's sometimes people don't like surprises. When the doctor says, I'm sorry, it's not a clean bill of health, but we found a big lump and we're going to have to do exploratory surgery. What? I mean, some surprises are shocking and you just don't want to hear them at all. If you're a person who likes to be in control, and a lot of people who are blind are this way in the sense that they don't control and have things surprise them. For me, walking into a room and someone saying, and I didn't expect it, hello, or my daughter who does this all the time to me, I'll be walking through a room and about a half a foot before I run into her, she says, stop, and I go, ah, oh my gosh. Yeah, so some surprises aren't good, but many surprises are. Well, which one of these isn't here? On Easter morning, as we call it, it's recorded in Mark 16, it was the Bible reading, the women went to the tomb. Now, they went bringing spices that they had just bought in order to embalm the body, or at least a form of embalming as they did it, so that the odor wouldn't be too bad. And they were talking on the way, who's going to roll the stone away for us from the entrance of the tomb? And it was very large. And when they got there, they looked up, and the stone was rolled away. That's one surprise. Now, picking up here, I'm reading, actually. And they entered the tomb, and they saw a young man sitting on the right side with a white robe. And they were alarmed. Yeah. Some translations do it. They were terrified. They were afraid. I mean, it was a shock. They were surprised. So, first they were surprised that Jesus died. And then on that way there in the morning, they were surprised the stone was rolled away. And they were surprised to see this young man there. And he said to them, do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him? But go tell his disciples and Peter, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you. Now, was this a happy surprise? A bad surprise? Well, the next verse says, verse 8, and they fled from the tomb and trembled and were astounded and told no one. This was a surprise they didn't expect so much. I mean, there's a lot of things we expect in our world, expectations, and surprises go against it. Well, when we get up, we expect that we'll be able to eat breakfast. We expect that we'll be able to put on clothes. We expect that we can walk to the kitchen. We expect. Well, when the women went to the tomb, they expected to find the dead Jesus. They didn't. They didn't expect to find a young man talking to them. It was an angel. They were surprised. Well, that's the Easter story. How does it grab you? Is it a surprise? Is it what you expected? Sometimes because we've heard it so many times, I've heard it before. It's what I expected. Yeah, Jesus died, he rose. But think about it a little bit more. Now that you've heard it, mull it over. If Jesus rose from the dead, That means death no longer has total dominion over humanity. If that's the case, then the one who destroyed death, what else did he say he'd do? Because he said he would do that. He told the disciples he's going ahead of them to Galilee. He said, I will be with you always to the very end of the age. Those were the last words he said. Is that what you expected? You know, when we have a tough time, a real bad day, a miserable, rotten, no good event takes place, should we expect to be able to turn to God and say, you got this in your hands, thank you? Yeah. We really shouldn't be too surprised. When we live our lives expecting God to do the unexpected, we're not surprised by those things that happen. And we know, therefore, and we can say we know, not we think or we believe or it might, we know that God is with us. That's what Easter means. And if God is with us, who can stand against us? Let us pray. Dear Jesus, thank you that you died on the cross, but that you did the surprise to the world, the unexpected, and that you came back to life. And that by doing so, you give full meaning to all your words, including that you are with us, never to leave us nor forsake us. Thank you. Lord, help us to walk in faith this week, this day, not surprised by suffering or hardships or difficulties, but instead expect to see your presence somehow, some way at work. We ask it in your name, Jesus. Amen. As always, love to hear from you. You can write me at dave.andrus@not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. dave.andrus@not-alone.net.